بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, if you go to the movies and if you go to a good theater with the surround sound and everything else, then when you are watching this movie, you experience something, you experience what is happening in that movie as if it is really happening to you. This is scientifically provable. I mean, if they put sensors on you, then your blood pressure will go up and down, there will be electrical activity in your brain, your emotions will be affected. You will laugh, you will cry. Laugh can be, you can say, well, this is some joke is happening, but what about tears? You will weep, copious tears. Physiological changes can actually be observed and measured in your body. And all that you are doing is, you are watching a film. Yeah, if you go into a 3D movie, the experience is even more intense because you are wearing those 3D glasses, and then the shark or whatever it is that you are watching looks like it's going to come straight out and eat you or something. However, the reality is that what you are watching is a film. The people doing whatever they are doing there are called actors because they are acting. Now, cognitively, you know that the film is not real. You know that it's a story and it's a made-up story. And you know that if somebody is dying there, they are actually not dying. If somebody is injured in an accident, they are not injured. If somebody has had a divorce, they didn't have a divorce because they weren't married in the first place. Two different people, two actors and actresses, and so on and so on. Whatever you are seeing on that screen, cognitively you know that this is not real, that this is not true. Then why are you crying? Then why are you experiencing, as I told you, measurable physiological changes? It's not a figment of the imagination. If they put sensors on you, and they have done this, all the experiments have been done, it's nothing new. Movies have been there for, God knows, centuries probably. Not centuries, but at least a century. So the point is that, despite all this, we know. Now, if you say to somebody, you know, you need to stay in touch with reality. So, during this movie, at least 2, 3, 4, 5 times, just get up from your seat, go outside, open the door, look and see. You will see the lobby of the cinema theater, you will see traffic, you will see whatever is happening in the city that you were in, and you will get disconnected from the movie. Then when you come back, the movie is going on. Then after some time, another 20 minutes, I don't know if the movie is for whatever time it is, right? Another 15-20 minutes, you get up again and you go and you look at the reality and you come back. Now, you might say that's an extremely bad idea, and I agree with you because it will ruin your movie experience. Right? It will completely destroy your movie experience because every 15 minutes, it will remind you about the reality of this world. So, when you go out there, outside the theater, you are looking at traffic, you are looking at, you are thinking, well, I parked my car here, is it still there? Right? I have this appointment, I have to go and meet somebody after this movie. So, every 15 minutes you are coming in, you are getting in touch with reality. And for somebody who is watching a movie, that is a very bad idea. It is the most enjoyable way to watch a movie is to get lost in it. Is to sit there in the theater. Allow yourself to be surrounded by the sound and the lights and the film and the experience, all of that, right? And be completely lost to the world, be transported into this virtual world that you have entered into, and then only when the movie finishes, then you come out of there, and then when you come out of there, you have a, if the movie was a good movie, then you come out of there feeling a little bit disappointed that it actually ended. You didn't want it to end, right? Now, I'm telling you all of this not because I have just joined Bollywood and I'm promoting that. I'm saying all of this because this is exactly what happens in our lives. What I described for you is our actual life. Our life is a movie. Our life is a movie. But the only difference is that if we are Muslims, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, get up 5 times in the day out of this movie and get in touch with the reality. And what is that reality? That reality is sujood. That reality is you are hitting the reboot button. That reality is that you are reminding yourself that one day I will die. Allah is giving us 5 times a day a criterion to judge ourselves, our actions, our experiences against. So in this movie called life, I have a very happy experience. At the next salah, between Fajr and Zuhr, I have this very happy experience. At the next salah, I am reminded that this is going to end. This happy experience is not going to be there. You are going to leave it. So don't get very attached to that, because you are going to leave it. Whatever this thing is, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your child, maybe it's your car, maybe it's your house, maybe it's your job, maybe it's a deal you did. Whatever it is, when you come out of that theater and enter the reality called the masjid, you are reminded that this happy experience, say Alhamdulillah, enjoy it, but it is going to end, so don't get too much attached to it, because you will have to leave it. Similarly, may Allah protect us all from negative experiences, from bad experiences, from tragedies, from accidents, but things happen, Qadar Allah. So when that happens, when there is a tragedy, when there is a bereavement, when somebody dies, when something happens, some loss happens, some accident happens, something happens, at the next salah, you come out of the movie. And what are you reminded of? You are reminded that this also will end. This is not forever. This sadness is not forever. This pain is not forever. This will end. So don't get too pulled down by this. So Alhamdulillah. When the beautiful experience happened, you say, what did you say? You said, Alhamdulillah. You said, Alhamdulillah. And you reminded yourself that Alhamdulillah, I enjoy this, but this is not real. Real is, I have to leave. Real is, this movie is going to end, and I have to go home. That is real. Sad experience? Exactly the same thing. No difference in the type of reaction. No difference. There is a beautiful story about Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, that he was in his majlis and he was talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was giving a lecture, a dars, when somebody came and whispered something in his ear. He stopped for a few minutes and then he continued. And after some time, that man came back and he whispered something into his ear. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, he again stopped for a couple of minutes. And then he continued. And when he finished his dars, they asked him, they said, what is it that happened? While this dars was going on, we noticed that somebody came and spoke to you twice and you stopped for a few minutes and then you continued. What was it? So Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi said, there was a consignment of mine. He was a businessman. So there was this big shipload of whatever it was that he was expecting, in which he had invested a lot of money. And he said, the first time the man came to me and said to me that the ship has sunk. I am sorry to inform you that the ship has sunk and all your goods and all that consignment and all that money is gone. It's lost. So he said, I looked at my heart to see whether there was any change in my heart. And he said, Alhamdulillah, I found that my heart had not changed. Nothing had happened to me. He said, after, so I continued my darsh. He said, after some time, the man came back to me and he said, that the first news I gave you, Alhamdulillah, that news is wrong and the ship has just docked and everything is safe. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani said, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, I looked at my heart to see if there is any change in my heart. I found, Alhamdulillah, there is no change. So I continued my darsh. Now, what is the lesson that we learn from this? That he didn't allow it. He is getting back in touch with reality. He says, if the ship sank, in any case, one day I have to leave these things. So what is the difference? And if the ship did not sink, Alhamdulillah, it did not sink. But one day I have to leave that anyway. The heart is not affected by the external environment. Because you are getting back in touch with reality. You are not sitting in that movie theater lost. As I told you, getting out of the movie theater 5 times is a bad idea because you will not enjoy the movie. But getting out of this movie theater of life 5 times is a very good idea because you don't want to get lost in this movie. That movie is okay. It will end in 1.5 hours. You are there for enjoyment. Enjoy it. Go home. But this movie, if we get lost in this movie, then we are in trouble. Because then we will forget about the reality of life. And the reality of life is that this thing we have to leave. And we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu Rabbul Alameen. And if we are engrossed in this movie at the expense of the reality, then we are in trouble. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us and told us to get in touch with reality 5 times a day. And of course, bismillah ta'ala, bi tawfiqillah ta'ala, as much more as we can because we are in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Now this is the beauty of this deen, alhamdulillah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us and which reminds me of one share which I heard last night, which again talks about this, where this shayar says, jab chahu tumhe mil nahi sakta lekin, jab chahu tumhe mil nahi sakta lekin, jab chahu tumhe yaad to kar sakta hu. Jab chahu tumhe mil nahi sakta lekin, jab chahu tumhe yaad to kar sakta hu. Now this is the the meaning of it for those who are unfortunately who don't know Urdu. The poet says that whenever I like, I cannot meet you, but whenever I like, I can remember you. Yaad to kar sakta. And that is what Islam teaches us, that one day we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. But meanwhile, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we remember our reality, and the reality is that there is a parting from what we have in this life. The beauty of this is that if we think about the parting, when we are enjoying something, it puts us, reboots us, puts us back in touch with reality to say, don't get attached to this thing too much. And the other side of the story, when there is a bereavement, when there is a loss, when there is any tragedy, if we remember that this will also end, that there is a parting also from this, that I am going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only thing from which there is no parting, alhamdulillah, is my connection with Allah, then the pain of this bereavement, the pain of this loss also becomes less. Because I know this is temporary, it has to go. So it's nothing to get, you know, so destroyed about. This happens, this is life. So alhamdulillah, I remind myself and you, let us think about this and let us reflect on it and let us remind ourselves and keep in touch with reality and not get lost in this movie called life. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.